The Wall Street Journal is reporting that Hawaii's power grid is running into some problems. Right now, 21% of that state's power comes from wind and solar. A new state law requires that all of the state's electricity come from renewables by 2045. Well, according to the Journal, Hawaii's main utility is struggling to deal with the erratic delivery of power from the solar and wind sources that are pumping power into the utility. More than 50,000 houses with rooftop solar panels put any unused electricity into the grid. Mark Glick of the Hawaii State Energy Office says these issues will be worked through and Hawaii will eventually be energy self-reliant. So that's one vision of the energy future. Another is happening in Fort Collins, Colorado. Reporter Dan Boyce from Here and Now contributor Inside Energy has that story.
I'm Kara Neth, and right now our house is 68 degrees.
A temperature like that is actually a big deal for Kara and her husband, Torger Haugen. Just a couple of months ago, they would struggle to get the thermostat up to 50 or 60.
I wore a hat and a coat all the time.
Huddling under blankets, faulty ducts were essentially pumping heat out into the dirt around their home.
Really uncomfortable. Unlivable, really.
Now the couple pulls open a trap door in their closet.
So what you're seeing down there is the new ductwork,
revealing the results of a more than $13,000 heating system upgrade.
It's changed our lives.
Kara and Torger's Fort Collins home is one piece of our potential utility of the future. Stay with me. It'll make more sense if I back up and explain the other pieces first. John Phelan is driving me to piece number one.
I'm Energy Services Manager here at Fort Collins Utilities.
The city government runs a small municipal utility, and the installation of this first piece happened about 3 years ago. Around the back of his home, there it is.
That's your basic gray box on the side of the house.
A smart meter in all its splendor.
Looks sort of normal.
Boring.
It looks boring.
Yeah.
The city has installed about 70,000 of these things. Now, both customers and the utility can see their energy use in 15-minute increments versus once a month before. Dennis Sumner is senior electrical engineer with Fort Collins Utilities.
I think of this as a paradigm-shifting investment.
But that paradigm shift, it really hasn't happened yet in most places.
Of itself, it doesn't generate energy. Of itself, it doesn't reduce energy use.
But the data these smart meters supply provides a foundation Fort Collins needs. Here's why. Local elected leaders set a goal for the city to be carbon neutral by 2050. Right now, the utility gets the vast majority of its power from coal, so that's an ambitious target.
It's going to take a lot of work.
Leading to the second piece of our utility of the future, choice. Fort Collins needs two more things to accomplish its climate goals. Residents need to use less energy, and the city needs to get that energy from many more places, from community solar gardens, rooftop solar, wind power. All that's going to change the relationship people have with the utility. Under the current model, they bring us electricity, and we pay for it. Sumner says in the future,
we can tailor the delivery. Customer can decide their own package that they want.
Customers will buy and sell electricity on the grid, zapping energy back and forth from their solar panels or stored in their electric cars.
It's a marketplace.
James Tong is with the group Clean Power Finance. He predicts the grid of the future will work like an app store. Utilities
provide the hardware that hosts the platform, but they also curate the vendors.
The only way Fort Collins will keep this energy transition affordable is if the citizens buy into renewables and, more importantly, make their homes as energy efficient as possible. Fort Collins is trying to spur residents to action through the final piece of our utility of the future, financing. Which brings us back to Kara and Torger's.
We couldn't have gotten it done without the city's help.
They didn't have the $13,000 to upgrade their heating, but the utility did. Customers can borrow from Fort Collins Utilities to pay for energy efficiency projects or renewables like solar. Kara and Torger make payments right on their monthly utility bill and say in the wintertime they will save money.
Because we're not using six space heaters spread all over the house.
Energy researchers at the Rocky Mountain Institute say Fort Collins is the first utility in the country to offer real long-term loans at attractive rates. all to get customers to make these upgrades and keep monthly bills low. Energy Services Manager John Phelan says they'll need everything at their disposal to push toward this utility of the future.
There is no silver bullet. What we need are silver BBs.
Fort Collins hopes all these BBs bundled up will keep them in business in a changing world of electricity. It's an experiment in grid innovation. Many in the industry are watching closely. For Here and Now, I'm Dan Boyce.
And Dan's story comes to us from Inside Energy. That's a public media collaboration focusing on America's energy issues.